Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines in order. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, Matt, I totally agree that if Build Back Better becomes Build Back Never, the Democrats are in real trouble. But that said, the things that Manchin wants gutted from this, how does Kerry later this month go to this climate summit and try and sell the things he's going to be selling? Don't you look like the parent that says, well, do as I say, not as I do? I mean, he wants to gut basically everything out that has to do with climate change.
Right. No, absolutely. And so let me ask you what the strategy is. He is not going to vote for, he said he'll vote for $1.5 trillion. He's told Biden in private he'll do $2 trillion. A lot can be done with $2 trillion. He said he won't vote for the $150 billion segment that has to do with replacing coal-fired and gas-fired plants with clean energy. That's wrong. It's disgusting he's doing that. But if he doesn't vote for it, Dick, what's the solution? Is the solution then to kill the hard infrastructure too?
No, but I just see it as being trouble going forward too. I mean, this is going to be pretty much watered down without that aspect of it in there. It's just like I had an argument quickly years back about ethanol. To me, it always was a joke because that doesn't cost out. You're using fuel when you plant the corn. You're using fuel when you cultivate. You're using fuel again when you get, you know, the end of the year when you take the crop out of the ground. Then you got to take it to be refined. Where's the what's so great about ethanol? Nothing.
Right. Well, here's the deal. Here's how I look at it. If Manchin is not going to vote for it, then it's not going to pass. If the consequence is that the progressives then won't pass the hard infrastructure and McCarthy becomes speaker, Moscow Mitch becomes majority leader, and we get nothing for years, that is a bad thing. The possibility is in 2022, we pick up a few Senate seats. People are disgusted with what the Republicans are doing. We pick up Wisconsin and a few others and hold our own. And then we can peel off votes like Manchin. We can peel off votes like Sinema. But we're playing poker, and I like playing poker.
Yeah.
I played poker all my life. It's a great, great game. But there's a lot of consequence here. And if Manchin is not going to vote for the $150 billion to convert coal and gas-fired plants to clean energy, the thing isn't going to pass at all. And we should keep twisting him and keep threatening him and all that. But if what we're saying is we put a gun to the head of the hard infrastructure, he doesn't care. One of the things to keep in mind is the so-called red states, the Trump states, the more federal money they get back, the more their vanity is offended. They hate themselves. And they go full frontal Trump. Take Kentucky, take West Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi. Mississippi gets 45% of the money that it takes to run the state from the federal government. There are billions, there are hundreds of thousands of people and billions of dollars in Kentucky for people on Medicaid, people on SSI disability, people on Social Security, even more, of course. And the more they get, the more they vote Republican for people like Moscow Mitch and people like Rand Paul. Why is that? You know, in the vernacular, people say no good deed goes unpunished. The basis of that is Nietzsche's insight that just very roughly recounted is that when you give somebody, it's a great burden. You're in their power. There are resentments, and that's what we're seeing. I'll tell you what, Manchin, Sinema don't care about the hard infrastructure. If you say to them, if you don't vote for climate change money, which I fervently believe in, you're not going to get hard infrastructure. They'll laugh at you. They will laugh at you. By the way, I want to make an announcement, a sad announcement. We just got word. Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, former general, passed away at the age of 84. Apparently, from the initial reports, he was fully vaccinated, but he died of complications of COVID. That's the initial report. In other words, it's one of these breakout cases. He's one of the rare cases. Be sure to be vaccinated, because if you're not, you're definitely gonna, and you get it, you're definitely at risk of dying. There are a handful of people who die anyway, apparently. This is all the initial report coming out over the wires. Colin Powell dead at 84. Go back to the lines. Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, the occasional host, guest host of Matt Flynn Direct. Pizza Box Mike, my friend, what's on your mind today, Mike?
Hey, man, you're not awake if you don't know history, right? So, hey, this is the roaring.
You're a good man. You know history. You know a lot of history.
It's the roaring 20s right now, right? Billionaires taking rockets into space, people struggling all over the place. This isn't going to end well, but I'm mad because I turned up, you know, I don't even like watching the news anymore. It's so slanted by, you know, corporations and people that are having a good time on the news while the rest of us aren't. Okay, well, anyway, I turned it on and they're going after Bernie Sanders because he took a shot at the media. He's exactly correct. The message doesn't get out because they won't repeat what we say. They won't ever let anybody like me have equal time with them on the air. They will at this station, right? That's the great thing about us working together at a place like this. Listen, this is not going to end well. And I say we do what John Deere does, because nothing runs like a deer, especially when it's well lubed. Shut it down, man. Shut the whole country down. We'll see how long these guys keep laughing. Eventually, people are going to figure out who it is that's caused them all this harm all these years. And when they find out it's their local hero, Joe Manchin, and his family, it can't end well for them either.
Well, Pizza Box Mike, you seem to have nihilist tendencies, which I don't share. We're not shutting anything down. We're the greatest country that ever lived, ever existed, and we will do so well into the future. Our values, our constitution, our freedoms have produced great wealth. And frankly, with all of the issues in this country, you go anywhere in Africa, Asia, or the Middle East, and you'll be treated like a dog and thrown in the river if you're in the wrong religion or you're the wrong race. And if you even go to Europe, nobody from this country goes to Europe and tries to stay there and feels comfortable, okay? America is it. We're going to continue to fight for our country. This infrastructure fight is important, but it's not the be-all, end-all of the universe. I have an opinion. Obviously, Pizza Box Mike, my co-host, has a different one, so you get two points of view. When he co-hosts, he's a great co-host. But the deal is this. I mean, the deal is this. We need the hard infrastructure and the soft infrastructure. I am saying that you do not get votes from people by taking photographs of them in the stall in the restroom or publishing an op-ed in his hometown newspaper saying he's a no-goodnik. I mean, that's pretty elementary. Pretty elementary. Other ways of doing it. This is a matter of making sausages. I like sausage quite a bit. But we need to get this done. Pass the hard infrastructure, in my view. Work on the soft infrastructure. Grab what you can get before Moscow Mitch and Kevin McCarthy get into power, which, God forbid, I hope they don't. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.